Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm 爱新觉罗贝。
I'm 何健。
Multiple aftershocks rocked eastern Taiwan today after a magnitude 6.9 earthquake struck Hualien County yesterday afternoon. At least one person had been killed and 146 others injured as of 8 a.m. today. Sun Siqi takes a look.
我跟脚吗？没办法。
没关系，你先不要动。
不行了。
你先不要急。
控制你的呼吸。
Four people, including a five-year-old girl, were rescued from a collapsed building in Yuli Town, Hualien County. A cement plant laborer died in a hospital. Eight villages and townships in Hualien and neighboring Taitung closed schools and businesses. 148 schools were damaged.
先不要放手，地震。
A tourist recorded a ground-shaking moment on a mountain about 1,000 meters above sea level in Taitung.
你看那个山的声音都出来了，原来是落石呢。
Multiple landslides blocked roads. In Hualien, about 400 tourists were stranded on a mountain to the south of Yuli. They've since been driven to safety after a road was cleared. Another 86 tourists were stranded on another mountain. Shelter was arranged at a nearby tea farm, and they'll be transported to safety once the roads are cleared.Spokesperson Zhu Fenglian for the State Council's Taiwan Affairs Office said yesterday the central government was highly concerned about the earthquakes. Zhu expressed condolences to the victims and their families and hoped everything would return to normal as soon as possible. Sun Siqi, Shanghai Life.
A diaphragm wall was erected at East Jiangchuan Road station of Metro Line 23 in Minhang District. It will be the first station along the line to be built.The line will run from Minhang to Xuhui, and it's expected to divert passengers from existing subway lines. Zhang Hong brings us the details.
The 35-meter-long, 25-meter-wide diaphragm wall was set up this morning. The project's chief engineer said the wall will be covered with cement and will support the underground structure.
The wall weighs 35 tons. It supports the underground structure.So we'll need to wait until the wall is completed before we can start digging the pit.
Underground construction will begin soon on other Line 23 stations. The line will be 28.6 kilometers and have 22 stations, all along the Huangpu River. Zhang Hong, Shanghai Life.
And now some international news. Oktoberfest is back after 2 years of pandemic cancellations, but while brewers are happy about the return of the world-famousBavarian Beer Festival, rising inflation is placing pressure in ways that could scarcely be imagined. Stephen Rancourt has the story.
A 1 liter stein of beer will cost between 12.6 and 13.8 euros this year, an increase of about 15% compared to last time Oktoberfest was held in 2019. For Germany's brewers, rising costs go much deeper than the price of a beer at one of the festival's long wooden benches.Breweries are often fueled by natural gas, and prices for barley malt have more than doubled to over 600 euros a ton. Supply chain disruptions, sanctions over Moscow's actions in Ukraine, and some Western firms choosing to halt supplies to Russia have combined to reduce brewers' access to U.S. and European hops. In the United Kingdom, fertilizer producer CF Industries has shut down two British factories due to high gas prices.Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday denied Russia had anything to do with Europe's energy crisis, saying that if the European Union wanted more gas, it should lift the sanctions that are preventing the opening of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline.
The bottom line is if you have an urge, if it's so hard for you, lift the sanctions on Nord Stream 2, 55 billion cubic meters per year. Just push the button and everything will get going. But no, they closed it here, and they closed it there.
Nord Stream 2, which runs along the bottom of the Baltic Sea almost in parallel to Nord Stream 1, was built a year ago, but Germany decided not to proceed with it just days before the Russia-Ukraine conflict began on February 24th. Stephen Rancourt, Shanghai Live.